Today being the 14th day of Ramadan, 1442 years after the Hijrah of the Holy Prophet from the holy city of Mecca to the blessed city of Medina, equivalent to 26th April, 2021 years after the era of Anabi Isa alayhi salam. Our tafsir from the Faculty of Engineering Mosque Ahmadu Bello University Zaria continues from the 21st ayah of Surat Sajda. Ustaz Abdul Mumin Yaqub will recite the Holy Quran for us while our Sheikh, Professor Abdullah Elokene, will conduct the tafsir, inshallah.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ولنذيقنهم من العذاب لدنا العذاب الأكبر لعلهم يرجعون. ومن أظلم ممن ذكر بآيات ربه ثم أعرض عنها. إنا من المجرمين منتقمون. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، ملك يوم الدين. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. آمين. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد الفاتح لما أغلق والخاتم لما سبق، ناصر الحق والحق والهادي إلى صراطك المستقيم، وعلى آله حق قدره مقدار العظيم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، وسلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. وَلَنُذِيقَنَّهُمْ مِنَ الْعَذَابِ الْأَدْنَى دُونَ الْعَذَابِ الْأَكْبَرِ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْجِعُونَ. وَمَنْ أَظْلَمُ مِمَّنْ ذُكِّرَ بِآيَاتِ رَبِّهِ ثُمَّ أَعْرَضَ عَنْهَا. إِنَّا مِنَ الْمُجْرِمِينَ مُنْتَقِمُونَ. الله تبارك وتعالى as he was telling us while say, discussing yesterday that from time to time Allah will normally allow people to taste a small punishment as a reminder that they are not on the correct path. And during that time that the punishment is on them, some of them will promise they will abandon their bad habit. Like when people are sick, then they realize how they have neglected some people who are now wasting them. Or they realize how what they took very important are wasting now, yet they cannot go there. Or they realize how much time the day is to spend for Allah. Now they are sitting down, they can't do anything. The same thing when you are in a town, the town you are in, Allah has blessed you. You go to the farm, you farm. You come back, you eat. You stay with your children, you stay with your family, but after the time you harvest, just to give zakah, you will not give. Just to thank people, a poor man comes to you for you to give him, you will not give. Now, bandits come to your town. They sacked every person. You have lost your town. You have lost your farm. Now you now realize that what you had before was great before God, but you never appreciated it. All these things that you see happening is not by mistake. But from us, some people have done injustice. From us, some of them have done evil. But from Allah, it is one of his perfect ways of telling us that we have gone astray, we should come back to the right path. That's what Allah is saying. فَلَنْزِيقَنَّهُمْ مِنَ الْعَذَابِ الْأَدْنَى. We are going to make them to taste out of the punishment, the lesser punishment of this world, doing an azab al-akbar that is nowhere near the permanent punishment of the hereafter. Allahum yarji'un. Maybe they will return from the things that they were doing that was wrong. May Allah forgive us and make us to be able to return. Mm-hmm. Then Allah went ahead, now saying, وَمَنْ أَزْلَمُ مِمَّنْ ذُكِرَ بِآيَاتِ رَبِّهِ ثُمَّ أَعْرَضَ عَنْهَا إِنَّا مِنَ الْمُجْرِمِينَ مُنْتَقِمُونَ. Allah is asking us a question. He is directing this question to all of us. وَمَنْ أَزْلَمُ. Tell me, who is more unjust? Who is more wrong? Who is more injurious? مِمَّنْ ذُكِرَ بِآيَاتِ رَبِّهِ. This one that is reminded of his own Lord's signs, of the signs of his own Lord, the Lord that created him and brought him and put him where he is the sign that he's being reminded of. ثُمَّ أَعْرَضَ عَنْهَا. Then he turns away from it. Who is more unjust than this person? Allah said, if you don't answer, the answer is clear. Nobody is more unjust than him. Then he said, wait. Inna min al-mujrimina muntakimun. These criminals, these unjust people, these wicked people, I am going to seize them, muntakimun. When I seize them, I will hold them responsible for all that they are doing. Here in the Quran, we will find waman azlamu, up to 15 times. Each of them will always be showing the worst thing that can happen in the world to any person. وَمَنْ أَظْلَمْ مِمَّنْ افْتَرَى عَلَى اللَّهِ الْكَذِبَ وَمَنْ أَظْلَمْ مِمَّنْ مَنَعَ مَسَاجِدَ اللَّهِ أَنْ يُذْكَرَ فِيهَا اسْمُهُ وَمَنْ أَظْلَمْ مِمَّنْ ذُكِّرَ بِآيَاتِ رَبِّهِ ثُمَّ أَعْرَضَ عَنْهَا. All these things at the same time. Whatever concerns Allah, then the sin is unlimited. The sin is infinite. Whatever concerns a human being, the sin is finite. Here, Allah has told us, look at a child that was given birth to. When this child is a toddler, what does he do? He explores everywhere around him. Whatever he sees, he takes. He pushes this one. He falls this one down. He wants to know. He's hearing. He's getting the language. He's seeing. He's recognizing. He's just learning. But this same child, as he's growing up, somebody will take his attention away from his learning. ومن الناس من يشتري له الحديث ليضل عن سبيله. People are going to take him off, teach him something else other than what he has been learning. If not, you as a grown up, every time you come out, you see the sky, the sun comes, there's too much heat, you hide under the shade, you go about, when there's no light, you know you have to go back and sleep. In the night, you want coldness, when it is hot, you remember, that why don't you think about all these things? Who did all these things for you? What if there was no sun for one day? What if there was no rain for one year? What if you couldn't get food to eat? When you eat, you just go, only what comes to your heart you do, then you are not fair. Then, now, somebody comes reminding you that these firmaments you are seeing, bah, this sun, this moon, this sky, Allah, the one that created you, created all these things for you, to serve you. And it's true, you see every year, rain is coming. You need the rain. Every day, the sun rises, you need the sun. Every night, the moon comes, or darkness comes. You need darkness, you need the moon to count. Then why wouldn't you pay attention and glorify this one that has created you and created all these things for you? So nobody is more unjust than this one that is reminded of what he should glorify Allah about, and he turns away. Allah said, with the criminals, leave me to them. Muntakimun, I'm going to hold them and I'm going to punish them.
ولقد آتينا موسى الكتاب فلا تكن في مرية من لقائه وجعلناه هدى لبني إسرائيل.
ولقد آتينا موسى الكتاب فلا تكن في مرية من لقائه وجعلنا هدى لبني إسرائيل الله تبارك وتعالى الزيافة ترين لفهم صلى الله عليه وسلم تنزيل الكتاب لا ريب فيه من رب العالمين أم يكون نفتره بل هو الحق من ربك. We have sent this book to you. There is no doubt about it. Even if they say you fabricate it, this is the worst anybody can say. For woman Aslam, women iftari ala Allah al-Kaziba. Anybody who fabricates lies against Allah is the most unjust person. Anybody who also denies the word of Allah and says it's fabricated is also the most unjust. The two are going together. Just like to fabricate a lie against Allah is the most unjust thing, to also deny the Prophet and say the Prophet has fabricated is also the most unjust evil you can do. Oh Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, don't mind them. وَلَكَدْ آتَيْنَا مُوسَى الْكِتَابَ. Just like we send this book to you now, we have indeed sent to Prophet Moses alayhi salatu wasalam. فَلَا تَكُمْ فِي مِرْيَةٍ مِنْ لِقَائِهِ. Don't be in doubt about your meeting him, about the fact that you shall meet him. مِنْ لِقَائِهِ وَجَعَلْنَا هُدًى لِبَنِي إِسْرَائِيلِ. And we made Prophet Musa, and we made the book that we sent him, a Torah, to be guidance to people of Bani Israel. Here, Allah is telling us this issue of our Prophet meeting with Anil Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. Because Surah Sajda was revealed to the Prophet in Mecca, and it's about the middle of the time the Prophet was in Mecca, and Allah is telling him here, وَلَكَدْ آتَيْنَا مُوسَى الْكِتَابَ فَلَا تَكُنْ فِي مِرْيَةٍ مِنْ لِقَائِهِ. Don't be in doubt that we send this book to you. Don't be in doubt that of your meeting with Moses. Because the night of Isra'il, the Prophet met with all the prophets that was ever sent to this world. All of them. They gathered and waited for the Prophet in Bayt al-Maqdis. They all waited there for him. That is in Jerusalem. The Prophet left Mecca, first went to Jerusalem. They all came out and welcomed him, and he led prayer. He led all of them in prayer as their imam from where the Prophet was transported to the heavens. That's what the Prophet, he didn't say, I went to Jerusalem, I went to heaven. He said, Usriya bi, I was transported. Subhanallah, Asriya bi abdihi. Glory be the one that transported his servant. If you deny Israel, you are denying that Allah doesn't have the power to do that. So, and in another place, Allah is telling the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, was al man al salna min qablika min rusulina aj'alna min duni rahmani alihata yubadun. In another place, in this Quran, Allah is asking the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, was al, ask man al salna min qablika min rusulina, those that we send before you out of our messengers, ask them, did we ask imams to worship anything other than the merciful one? How would the Prophet ask the messengers if he did not see them? Which means the Prophet, he met with them. In Israel, he met in the first heaven, he met there Nabi Adam, alayhi salatu wasalam. In the second heaven, he met Nabi Isa together with Nabi Yahya. They were sitting down together. In the third, he met Nabi Yusuf, and he said Nabi Yusuf was given half of all the beauty of the world. In the fourth heaven, he met there Nabi Idris, Warafana, Wakana, and Aliyah. And in the fifth heaven, there he met Nabi Harun. In the sixth heaven, he met Nabi Musa. And in the seventh heaven, he met Nabi Ibrahim, alayhi salatu wasalam. Oh Prophet, this Moses that you met in the sixth heaven, that when Allah prescribed 50 salah for you, for your ummah, that they should pray 50 times a day, when you are coming, he was asking you, oh my brother Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what did Allah ask you to give your ummah? He said, I was given 50 salah, that they should pray 50 times a day to Allah. I said, I have tested people of Israel. I have been with human beings. They will not be able to do it. Go back to Allah and beg for a relief. The Prophet will go back to Allah, ask for a relief, it will, five will be taken away. That's how it was reduced until it became five. And Rasulullah told Anabi Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, I am now shy to go back to Allah and ask for any relief after it has been reduced from 50 to 5. Thereupon, Allah told him, yes, there are 5 salah, but their reward will still be 50. Man jaa bil hasanati falahu ashru amsaliha. Whoever comes with a good deed will make it 10. 10 multiplied by 5 is that 50. Is this Musa that I'm telling you? Don't be in doubt that you met him. He is one you met. Today, the Prophet was telling us that Moses is a bit darker than Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is a bit leaner and taller, but Moses is heftier and a bit darker. The hair of this one is coily. The hair of this one is thick. He was describing exactly how they were. Allah himself is now telling the Prophet, don't be in doubt that you met them. You met Moses. وَجَلْنَا هُدًا لِبَنِي إِسْرَائِيلِ. And we made Moses to be a guidance to the people of Bani Israel. So may Allah assist us to be righteous people. This is Allah telling us that he met Moses. He indeed met all the prophets in Jerusalem before going to heaven, before passing each of the heaven, the seven heaven, before meeting with Allah. And it is in presence of Allah above the arsh that Allah gave this particular salah to him for us. So this salah that we are asked to establish all the time, 5 times, was made lawful to us, not in this world, in presence of Allah above arsh, which means whoever conduct this salah, he is asked, Allah will take him beyond the arsh to wherever Allah is. May Allah make us to be able to establish Salah in their proper manner, at their proper times, in the way that will please Allah.
وَجَعَلْنَا مِنْهُمْ أَئِمَّةً يَهْدُونَ بِأَمْرِنَا لَمَّا صَبَرُوا وكانوا بآياتنا يوقنون.
ولقد آتينا موسى الكتاب فلا تكن في مرية من لقائه وجعلنا هدى لبني إسرائيل وجعلنا منهم أئمة يهدون بأمرنا لما صبروا وكانوا بآياتنا يوقنون. الله said, وَجَعَلْنَا مِنْهُمُ أَئِمَّةً. Out of the children of Israel, we selected out of them, مِنْهُمْ أَئِمَّةً, and we made them to be leaders. لَمَّا صَبَرُوا, because of their patience, that they were enduring in patience. وَجَعَلْنَا مِنْهُمُ أَئِمَّةً يَهَدْنَا بِأَمْرِ لَمَّا صَبَرُوا وَكَانُوا بِآيَاتِنَا يُوقِنُونَ. These people that we made to be leaders, that were so patient with regards to our signs, they were not in doubt of any. They were certain, whenever they see our sign, this is the sign of Allah. Here, Allah is telling us what he did to the people of Bani Israel. He gave them a prophet. He gave them a book. The book was their guidance. The prophet himself was another guidance to them. Later on, he now made out of the people of Bani Israel leaders who will lead their affairs. These leaders had one outstanding quality that Allah has mentioned. Lamma sabaru. They were patient, which means leadership cannot take place. Leadership is not possible without a patient leader. Whoever is leading must be very patient. Whoever is leading must not only be knowledgeable, he must be certain with his knowledge. It's not that he does something today, oh, I forgot, I made a mistake. It shouldn't be like this. Who asked you to lead before you led? Allah himself is when saying here, وَجْعَلْنَا مِنْهُمَ أَئِمَّةً, and the one that make out of them leaders. Whoever is leading, who asks you to lead? There are 2 types of leaders. And there are 3 types of leadership. There are leaders that lead by executing the laws of the land as Allah has put it. This leader, all he knows is about these external laws. There are leaders that our leaders of the hidden world, they are representing Allah, they know Allah, they are sure of Allah, they are the ones praying, Allah, don't allow calamity to befall this nation. Allah, bless these people. Allah, do this. Allah, do this. And when people have questions concerning how they worship Allah, they go to them. These ones are the ulama. They are also a'imma. And there are those that combine these two, like the prophets, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and most of the messengers of Allah, they combine these two. They are leaders in the open, they are leaders in the hidden. This is how it is. But whoever is a leader, if Allah is the one that selects him, for sure he is somebody who will be intelligent, patient, sure of himself, sure of what he's doing. And always he will not act on his own. He will act with what Allah has asked him to do. This particular verse is preparing us to the next surah where we will see how difficult leadership is. We will see also the reward of those that are put in leadership or put in khalifa. All human beings, Allah has said, Inna ja'iluna fil ardi khalifa. Wa izkurna lil malaikati. Allah said, I'm going to put khalifa on earth. And who are these khalifa? They are men themselves. All man has been prepared to be able to take the leadership of this world. If he doesn't rise up to it, it's because he was not trained for it. So question of leadership. When a child is small, like we said the other day, he is supposed to be given knowledge. If he is properly given knowledge, with love, that's liable to survive. In the first 7 years, he is given knowledge with love. The next 7 years, he is given knowledge with understanding. The knowledge you will acquire the next 7 years from the seventh year is with understanding. Because the first 7 years, even if you give him alphabets, he is just mentioning them, he doesn't understand them. But after 7 years, he can distinguish between alif and ba and ta, from A and B and C. Then he is taught now the meaning of this, the meaning of that. He is taught the Quran. What is the meaning? Then he understands it. What is mathematics? What is English? He understands it very well. After this, the next 3rd year, the third 7th year, he is taught the practicals of issues. From the age of 14 to age of 21, he is accompanying somebody who already knows, somebody who is already a leader. And if this person at that age, seeing this boy growing up, thinks that he can lead, it is then he will tell him, you go and call people to Allah. You go and be a leader. If possible, he will even write for him an ijaza, a permission that I permit you to call people to Allah, I permit you to preach, I permit you to do this. But when a child has not been trained properly on his own, just because he can read newspapers, he thinks that religion is also like that, and he stands up and starts preaching, this child is an obstinate child. It's an obstinate child and it's a danger to the community. It's just like a child who is not up to an age is asking his father questions. The age you're supposed to be following, you are asking questions. So that's why you find there are some people today, ulama today, they call themselves ulama. They are the age of 50 or they are the age of 40. They will say what they did when they were small is a mistake. They should be forgiven. Who asked you to comment on religion when you are still a minor? Who gave you permission? When you are a minor, you are supposed to be reading in front of your sheikh, in front of your madam, and he will be testifying that what you are saying is correct. Until he permits you, you are not supposed to go anywhere to do anything. You will never find a person who has been tutored by a sheikh, like the people of Tariqa, will tell you that, no, yesterday he said this wrongly. Because he was trained. All of you that have a degree here, you go and design a house. If you are an engineer, a civil engineer, and you design a house, are you going to make a mistake in the columns? Then you say, no, the time I designed it, I was a student. I didn't know that I was not supposed to do this. Do you know what will happen if you do that? This building will fall on people and kill them. And for a building If you design a bridge wrongly, or you design a building wrongly, or you design a vehicle wrongly, it will only kill the human being. Killing is a small sin. It's a small sin. Because you kill him by mistake. But in religion, if you guide somebody wrongly, you take him to hell. You take him to hell. That's why people should understand. Anybody who is not up to the, who has not been granted permission to preach, and he preached and he got people wrongly, then he's not fit to hold any position. Even if you want to pardon him, not by pardoning him with positions. Let us all understand this. Today, the average person who has been tutored by a sheikh, if you ask him, who is your sheikh, he said this. Which time did he permit you to preach? He said this time. Who gave you tariqa? This person gave me tariqa. You, can you give tariqa? No, I can't give tariqa. If you go to the person who gave this person tariqa and ask him, why the one that permitted this person to be doing tariqa of Sheikh Matijan? Yes. Who gave you the permission? This sheikh gave me the permission. When you hear somebody is called a muqaddam is somebody who has been put forward. He didn't put himself forward. Muqaddam, he was put forward. By who? By those that know. That's why here we have to be very careful. Allah himself said, وَجَعَلْنَا مِنْهُمُ أَئِمَّةً. We are the one that took out of them, not all of them. أَئِمَّةً, leaders, يَهَدُونَ بِأَمْرِنَا, that they were guided by our own command, by our own command. Because anybody that is made a muqaddam, the sheikh will give you a wasiya. Please be nice to all mankind. Please, if you can't be nice to them, don't abuse them. Try to always pray. Even me, try to pray for me, that I'm your teacher, because I'm still having my shortcomings. You will see them give you, some of them will write extensively for you. Then you too, when you are teaching, this, the same way you are taught is the same way you teach. Tomorrow when you see anyone of them that qualifies to be put forward, you say, come, I put you forward to go and lead your own people, or to go and lead people wherever you are. The same way you come to the university, they test you. If you pass, it's okay, you have a degree, you can now go and practice. Or you are now a pharmacist, you can now go and practice. You are now a medical doctor, you can go and practice. How can somebody be in medical school? He's not been graduated, nobody has permitted him. Then you go and carry out an operation. If you are now telling him later on in life, somebody died from the operation, I am sorry, the time I did it, I was in medical school. This person is an irresponsible person. That's why they have committed a lot of people to hell. There are people today that they have taken to hell and they are alive. Because they told these people that they should hate Muslims, they should hate non-Muslims, they should hate creatures of Allah. Where is it in Quran that you are asked to hate people? لا نهيكم الله عن الذين لم يقاتلوكم في الدين ولم يخرجوكم من ديركم أن تبروهم وتقسطوا إليهم إن الله يحب المقسطين. Allah has not forbidden you from those that are not fighting you, from those that have not expelled you from your houses, that he has not forbidden you that you should be nice to them. Be nice to them. Allah loves those that are just. We are talking here of justice. Woman Aslam. Because for you to take what is not in one hole, what is meant for one hole and put in another hole is injustice. You shouldn't just see any person and say, this person, kill him, because it's like this. Anybody who kills unjustly was not trained by a sheikh. He was trained by Satan. And he's still a danger because the person has not gone back to school to be trained by a sheikh. He only says, sit down, read this book, read that book. All of us, we can speak English. Do you just go and take a medical book? Because you can read English, read it. If somebody is going to give birth, this is where you cut. This is the kind of scissors you use. Then you buy it. Then you put the person down and cut a lady that is pregnant and then say you are delivering him. You kill her. And if you kill her, what you have done is a small sin, like I've said. Because the person can still go to paradise. But if you leave somebody wrongly in Islam, the person is going to hell. Some of them are now coming to say, okay, it is true. You can do istighfar. Okay, it's true. You can do salati. We did not know it was like this. What of those that died on the understanding that you have put them, and this understanding made them to meet with annoyance and with anger from their Lord? How do you pay for them? If a person realizes that when he was small, he did things that are wrong, the only way for him is to stand up, go back, if you still want to be a madam, go and start properly like everybody starts. And then be repenting. They think that Islam is a place of play. And you can say anything on behalf of Allah and get away with it. That's what Allah said, وَمَنْ أَظْلَمْ مِمَّنْ افْتَرَى عَلَى اللَّهِ الْكَذِبَ هُوَ يُدْعَى إِلَى الْإِسْلَامِ وَمَنْ أَظْلَمْ مِمَّنْ ذُكِّرَ بِآيَاتِ رَبِّهِ ثُمَّ أَعْرَضَ عَنْهَا. And then we are creating problems. That's why people say that most of the problems in Nigeria is created by Muslims. When they say, so what have you to say? When you are seeing a fellow Muslim justifying evil that he's doing with the Quran, and it's not in the Quran. وَجَعَلْنَا مِنْهُمْ أَئِمَّةً يَهْدُونَ بِأَمْرِنَا لَمَّا صَبَرُوا. And any leader that Allah will put, he's a patient person. You are doing something wrong, he's looking at you. He's trying to correct you. He's trying to put you on the road. He's not in a hurry to say, kill him, destroy him, injure him. وَكَانُوا بِآيَاتِنَا يُوقِنُونَ. With the signs of Allah that they know, with the book of Allah that they know, they are certain. They are not doubting it. At the time they are doubting, they are not allowed to be a leader. This is the Quran. لَمَّا صَبَرُوا وَكَانُوا بِآيَاتِنَا يُوقِنُونَ. Which means they have patience, they are certain, and Allah has chosen them.
إِنَّ رَبَّكَ هُوَ يَفْصِلُ بَيْنَهُمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ فِيمَا كَانُوا فِيهِ يَخْتَلِفُونَ.
إِنَّ رَبَّكَ هُوَ يَفْصِلُ بَيْنَهُمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ فِيمَا كَانُوا فِيهِ يَخْتَلِفُونَ. O Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, don't worry yourself. Those of them that are righteous, that are on the correct path, Allah knows. Out of the people of the Jew, there are those of them who are still on the correct course. There are those of them who are not on the correct course. If they come to you, tell them the truth. Don't be afraid. All of them put together, Inna Rabbaka, is your Allah, is your Lord, who have seen Bainahum Yawm al-Qiyamati. He is one who is going to distinguish for them on the day of judgment. This is the correct thing. This is the wrong one. This way he fabricated. This one is the one that was from me. Inna Rabbaka, have seen Bainahum Yawm al-Qiyamati. Whatever argument they have today and whatever their differences are, O Prophet, leave them. On the day of judgment, Allah is going to clearly separate everything out. They will see the origin, they will see the fabrication, they will see who was correct, they will see who was wrong. May Allah put us among the right people. Amen.
أَوَلَمْ يَهْدِ لَهُمْ كَمَا أَهْلَكْنَا مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ من القرون يمشون في مساكنهم إن في ذلك لآيات فلا يسمعون.
أولم يهد لهم كما أهلكنا من قبلهم من القرون يمشون في مساكنهم إن في ذلك لآيات أفلا يسمعون. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is asking, what is wrong with you, the Arabs? Allah has finished talking to the people of Bani Israel, and he has told the Prophet Islam who the people of Bani Israel are. He has turned back to the Arabs that this book was sent to. Litzirakuman ma'atehum min nazir min kablikan allahum yahatadhu. This book was sent that you should warn those, you should admonish those people that no book was sent to before you so that they might be guided. Then Allah is now asking them here. أَوَلَمْ يَرَوْا كَمَا هَلَكْنَا مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ مِنَ الْقُرُونِ يَمْشُونَ فِي مَسَاكِنِهِمْ. أَوَلَمْ يَهْدِ لَهُمْ كَمَا هَلَكْنَا مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ مِنَ الْقُرُونِ يَمْشُونَ فِي مَسَاكِنِهِمْ. Have they not been told, have they not been directed to see, have they not found out and heard أَوَلَمْ يَهْدِ لَهُمْ كَمَا هَلَكْنَا. How many a nation we have perished min al-quruni, before them, out of several nations, centuries after centuries, yamshuna fi masakinihim, that even today, they walk through their houses, the abodes that they used to, those people used to be, afala yasma'un, do they not put their ears to hear? Do they not hear this admonition? Allah is now talking to the Quraysh and to the Arabs. وآدا وثمودا وأصحاب الرس وقرونا بين ذلك كثيرا وكلا ضربنا له الأمثال وكلا تبرنا تدبيرا. Allah said, there are a lot of nations that are in the past, and a lot we have perished them. In another place, Allah is saying, أَلَمْ تَرَ كَيْفَ أَنَّ رَبُّكَ بِعَادٍ إِرَمَ ذَاتِ الْعِمَادِ الَّتِي لَمْ يُخْلَقْ مِثْلُهَا فِي الْبِلَادِ وَثَمُودَ الَّذِينَ جَابُوا الصَّخْرَ بِالْوَادِ وَفِرْعَوْنَ ذِي الْأَوْتَادِ الَّذِينَ طَغَوْا فِي الْبِلَادِ فَأَكْثَرُوا فِيهَا الْفَسَادَ فَصَبَّ عَلَيْهِمْ رَبُّكَ سَوْطَ عَذَابٍ. Allah is asking, don't you see the people of Ad, how we perish them? Every day you are going to Syria, or you are going to that's Sham, or you are going to Yemen. You are passing their buildings. The buildings of Ad are still there inside the rock. Those of those of Samud, where they were perished, all of them, you are seeing it. You pass through these houses, you are seeing dry wells. Even today, people, they are going to Egypt just to see the pyramid. You see the huge pyramid going inside the air, and they tell you this was a house of a king. Today, how did they live in those houses, pyramids? They live inside it, and it is airy. They are able to maintain the ventilation. They are able to live inside comfortably, even have water inside. This huge pyramid, so big. When you see all these things, Allah is asking you, is this not enough that we perished a lot of nations before you? The pyramids, most of them were done by Pharaoh. The houses of Samud are around Yemen. People that are passing there are still seeing it. The houses of Ad, people that when they go to Syria or Sham, all those areas are filled with this kind of houses. As they are traveling, they are seeing it. Do they not hear? If they don't see, do they not hear? Are they not being told? Because here Allah said, "Awalam yahdi lahum." He said, "Afala yasma'un." Have we not made them to be directed to these places? Do they not hear about them, even if you are in their houses? Then we should be careful. Allah is telling us that He has perished those before us. If we also don't follow the words of Allah, just like He perished those before us, to perish us is nothing to Him. May Allah make us to be among those that are guided.
أَوَلَمْ يَرَوْا أَنَّا نَسُوقُ الْمَاءَ إِلَى الْأَرْضِ الْجُرُزِ فَنُخْرِجُ بِهِ زَرْعًا تَأْكُلُ مِنْهُ أَنْعَامُهُمْ وَأَنْفُسُهُمْ أَفَلَا يُبْصِرُونَ
أَوَلَمْ يَهْدِ لَهُمْ كما أهلكنا من قبل من القرون يمشون في مساكنهم إن في ذلك الآية أفلا يسمعون أولم يروا أنا نسوق الماء إلى الأرض الجرز فنخرج به زرعا تأكل منه أنعامه وأنفسهم أفلا يبصرون. Allah is asking, أولم يروا, He has asked them, do they not hear? Are they not guided? Here He is asking, أولم يروا, do they not see? Anna anzalna min as-samaa'i ma'an, that we send down water from the heavens. Anna nasuqul ma'a ila al-ardi juruz fanuruj bihi zar'an ta'kulu minhu an'amuhum wa anfusuhum. Don't they see how we bring down water? Nasuqul ma'a, we send it running down like a driver driving it into the earth, ila al-ardi juruz, to an earth that is completely dead, notice on it. Panokhroju bihi zar'an, then by it will bring forth a lot of green vegetables. Ta'kulu minhu an'amuhum wa anfusuhum, that their own animals, they eat out of it. Wa anfusuhum, they themselves, they eat out of it. Afala tubsirun, do they not see that we do all this? Here, Allah is reminding us. When you see a barren land, this land is completely barren. Nothing is on it. Do you know that there were so many seeds buried underneath it? You didn't know. But all of a sudden, Allah will bring water into it. Nasuqul ma'a ila al-ardil juruz. We send down, drive down water to this earth that is so barren, then you see everything sprouting. Where were these seeds? They were inside. Why were they not having life? There was no water. Now that there is water, life has come. Here, that's how Allah does. If you are on the path of Allah, continue. When it is time, Allah will bring water and you will survive and you will grow. If you also have died, if people have died and you think they will never be raised, don't worry. The same way these seeds are underneath the earth, you couldn't see them and everywhere was barren. Even if you were to go to the desert now and bring down rain, don't plant anything. Wait for some time, you see things will sprout out. Where are these seeds from? They have been inside there. So Allah is telling all this. Anytime we are going, we should be thinking. We should be thanking Allah. He is always asking us in the Quran. أَفَلَا تَدَبَّرُونَ الْقُرْآنَ Do they not contemplate the Quran? أَفَلَا تَفَكَّرُونَ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ Do they not contemplate? أَفَلَا يَعْقِلُونَ Do they not use their intellect? Allah is asking us all these different times. We should try to see. We should try to hear. We should try to think. We should try to contemplate. Not that we are just going. All that bothers us is to eat and wake up and enjoy ourselves. We are not animals. These ones, animals are also doing it. There is no glory in just waking up to eat, waking up to chat, waking up to just satisfy yourself. Be above the animal level. Think. See when you see. When your eyes see it again. When your ears hear it again. Is there something I can take from it that will lead me to Allah? Where are the signs of Allah I can see in this issue? Yesterday, these lands are barren. Yesterday, these mango trees have no mango. Now mango is in it. Don't just take it and eat it. By the time you take it, be grateful to Allah. You didn't know how this mango came up. It became a fruit. It is now sweet. The taste of this particular species is different from that species. All of them is mango. All of them the same water. All of them the same earth. All these things we should be thinking, we should be looking. Allah is asking, Afala yasma'un, Afala yubisirun. May Allah make us to be among those that hear, among those that see.
وَيَقُولُونَ مَتَى هَذَا الْفَتْحُ إِن كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ
وَيَقُولُونَ مَتَى هَذَا الْفَتْحُ إِن كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ O Prophet, they are talking to the Prophet ﷺ. They are asking him, Oh, you this one that have come, you say this book, there is no doubt in it. You say Allah created this. You say you are the prophet of Allah. You have brought the message of Allah. You say if we don't, those of them that, or people that did not believe, they are going to enter hell. Those that believe, they are going to enter paradise. All the time, one day that you have victory over us. All this victory you are talking about, وَيَقُولُونَ They are saying it, they are asking you. مَتَيْهَذَا الْفَتْحُ When is this victory going to come that you are always saying victory, victory, victory? When is it going to come? إِن كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ O Prophet, if it is true that you are telling the truth, when is this victory going to come? This is how they are addressing the Prophet ﷺ. قُلْ
يَوْمَ الْفَتْحِ لَا يَنْفَعُ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا إِيمَانُهُمْ وَلَا هُمْ يُنْظَرُونَ
قُلْ يَوْمَ الْفَتْحِ لَا يَنْفَعُ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا إِيمَانُهُمْ وَلَا هُمْ يُنْظَرُونَ O Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, tell these unjust people, tell these criminals that are questioning your authority. وَيَقُولُونَ مَتَى هَذَا الْفَتْحُ إِن كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ قُلْ يَوْمَ الْفَتْحِ لَا يَنْفَعُ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا إِيمَانُهُمْ This day that is the day of victory, victory for those people of Allah. لَا يَنْفَعُ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا إِيمَانُهُمْ Those that have denied Allah, those that have disbelieved in the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They are having faith that they will not avail them of anything. Don't wait until the day of victory before you say you want to confess your faith. Amantu annahu la ilaha illa allazi amana bihi banu Israel wa ana min al-muslimin. This is what Fir'auna said when he saw the end has come. Allah said, Al-an wa kad asayta qabl. Here, somebody, you are in this world, you are being called to Allah. You are being called to Allah. You are being called to Allah. You did not decide to take to the path of Allah, because you are seeing that probably Muslims are the ones that are below in the worldly issues. You only came to accept when Muslims now have gotten victory. Here you are lucky, but you have lost a lot. Allah said, لَا يَسْتَوِي مِنْكُمْ مَنْ أَنْفَقَ مِنْ قَبْلِ الْفَتْحِ وَقَاتَلُ أُولَٰئِكَ أَعْظَمُ دَرَجَةً مِنَ الَّذِينَ أَنْفَقُوا مِنْ قَبْلُ وَقَاتَلُوا وَكُلًّا وَعَدَ اللَّهُ الْحُسْنَى. It is not equal. These ones that from the beginning, when they were told the message of Allah, they accepted Allah and they accepted the Prophet. These people, they have much, much more reward than those that came to accept when they saw Muslims are now in victory. This is the victory in this world. The victory in the hereafter, that one is the one that Fir'auna said, he now believes in what the Muslims believe in, is among the Muslims. Allah says, Al-Ana, Waqad Asaita Minkum. By now, all the while you have been sinful, now that you are seeing that, then his Islam was not accepted. At that time, the Islam would not be accepted. But if you entered Islam because you now saw Muslims are now in victory, maybe they now have a town, they are ruling very well. Look at big, beautiful mosque. There is a car, there is this, there is that. That is why you now Islamized. You have reward, but your reward is not up to those that entered Islam when all these were not there. That's why Allah is telling the Prophet كل يوم الفتح لا ينفع الذين كفروا إيمانهم ولا هم ينذرون. And at that time, if it, the time of death has come, nobody is going to wait for them. Here the Prophet was being promised in نواد الله حق, that the promise of Allah is truth. It will come. The kuffar of Makkah, the Quraysh, they refused until they went against the Prophet. The Prophet made hijrah to Medina. They followed him to Medina. There was war between him, them and the Prophet in Badr. Allah brought victory to the Prophet. After the victory that Allah brought, a lot of the Arabs' neighbors, they entered Islam. Here, the big victory has not come. Then, there was still a problem. There was Battle of Uhud. In Battle of Uhud, because of some mistakes of the Muslims not obeying the instruction of the Prophet later, Muslims were partially defeated. From this defeat, then the Arabs now came together with the Jews that they want to come and fight the Prophet, all of them in mass. They came and they did not defeat. From there, Prophet continued to have limited victory here and there, until finally he went to that he wants to go and perform Umrah in Makkah. And on reaching Hudaybiyah, he was not allowed to enter Makkah, but there was an agreement between him and people of Quraysh that the following year he will be allowed to come and make Umrah. In this agreement, the Muslims were very unhappy that they had taken their ihram. They are all coming to make Umrah. They are now very strong. They cannot defeat almost any army. But yet, the Prophet ﷺ asked them to agree with all the conditionalities given to them and for them to go back. As the Prophet was returning, Angel Gabriel came to him with the Surah Al-Fatih, Inna fatahna laka fatan mubina, liyakfara laka Allahu ma taqaddama min dhanbika wa ma ta'akhkhar, wa yutimma ni'matahu alayka wa hadiyaka siratan mustaqima, wa yansuraka Allahu nasran aziza. Allah assured him that Allah has given him the ultimate victory, and that even this Hudaybiyah is a victory. And it is true from here, later on Fatuhu Makkata took place, Prophet Zama came, took over Makkah, like Sheikh Ibrahim Nias was saying. He said when Prophet Zama entered and he asked Bilal to climb and hold the flag of the Prophet, he said, who was there to say no that day? All the Quraysh, they couldn't say anything. It was at that particular situation that they were in, the Prophet ﷺ, when he came, he asked, where is the key to the Kaaba? Where is the key to the Kaaba? The person holding the key to the Kaaba left it to his mother. He went to the mother, give me the key, the Sudanah. He said, no, if I give you, Muhammad will take it and he will never give it back to us. So if you don't give me, they will cut my head. He gave him the keys. He went, he gave the Prophet Muslim. The Prophet entered Kaaba, said two rakats along with some of the Sahaba that entered the Kaaba. When he came out, Abbas was asking, give me the key, give me the key. Then from there, he was, they had Allah, Tabaraka Ta'ala, a verse was revealed that you should unto adul amanata ila ahliha, that always give the amana to people that it is theirs. The Prophet called the man, said, take your key. This is your key. It is for you forever and ever. You and your family. The man was shocked and he became a Muslim instantly. Then the Prophet from there now went to Safa, and all the Quraysh, the Kufar of Makkah that were now humiliated, they were all going to him. They saw Sayyidina Ali, they said, what are we going to do today? Is he going to kill us? Because we know we have done evil to this man. We have tried to kill him. We have even killed his relatives. We have done this to him. We have done this to him. He said, when he comes, just praise him. Just be telling him, oh, our brother, we don't know you for anything except good. Just tell him all this. So when they came, they were in front of the Prophet, and the Prophet was asking them, ma antum tazununa anni fa'ilun bikum al-yawm. What do all of you think I'm going to do to you today? Akhun karim, ibn akhin karim. Akhun karim, ibn akhin karim. You are a noble brother of ours, the son of a noble brother of ours. Then the Prophet looked at all of them and said, izhabu wa antum tulaqa. All of you, go away. You are free. You are not in leadership. You are not also a slave. I'm not going to hold you as a slave, because normally when you capture a town, they become your slave. Said, izhabu fa antum tulaqa. All of you, go. You are not in leadership. You are not also a slave. From there, the house people take the word talaqa. Anybody who is not a slave, who is not a king, he is a talaqa. Izhabu fa antum tulaqa. This is the ultimate victory that Allah is telling the Prophet last time here. Now, on the day that the victory will come, nobody is going to wait for any of them to Islamize. If they like, they become Muslims. If they don't like, they become Muslims. Islam will have taken its own glory. فأعرض عنهم وانتظر إنهم منتظرون. O Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, فأعرض عنهم. Therefore, turn away from them. وانتظر, and wait for this great victory that is going to come. It will come. إنهم منتظرون. They too, they think they are waiting for you to die, for you to be killed, for you to become nothing, for this religion to go away. It will not happen. It's your victory that will come. This brings us to the end of this great surah, where Allah has told us, this book, we should hold it tight, told us to be very close to Allah. Try to stand up, to put effort, to make jihad, to be close to Allah. And that if we do, we have all the capacity to become great people. Allazi ahsana kulla shay'in khalaqahu. He told us, everything you see Allah creates is in the best of form. Even if you see that thing is ugly, you didn't look at the proper perspective of it. Because if you look at a worm inside a sheet, he's doing his work there. The work he's doing, he's made to do it excellently. Fly is doing his work there. He's made to do it excellently. The pig, as ugly as it is, as dirty as the pig is, and it's so filthy. But if you look at the pig, every evil, wherever the pig goes, it takes its nose inside the ground, digs it up, and take it and eat it. That's why if a place is used, is known to be doing a lot of shirku, to be doing a lot of witchcraftsy, very evil, and you send pigs inside that place and there is rain, pigs will dig out all these things and they will swallow it up. Everything Allah has created, learn to appreciate it. There is something excellent in it. Allah does not create anything for nothing. Everything He has created is created to be excellent. You may like this, you may not like this. Allah that created it knows why He has created it. One day, Nabi Nuh, alayhi salatu wasalam, was passing and he saw a dog that was cabled. The whole body is cabled and his feet. Then Allah made the dog to talk. Then the dog looked at Nabi Nuh and talked. He said, "Are you against me or against the one that made me to be like this?" Mind you, his spitting is not a sin. Just like when you see something that is smelling, you are allowed to spit. But remember, that's how Allah made it. And Allah did not make it like that out of mistake. That's why Allah has given you your senses. When you smell something, the smell is not good, you know you're not supposed to eat it. When you taste something, it is too sour, you know you're not supposed to eat it. But know that it is not, it is, at that time it is still, it is excellent by itself. Allah is asking us to always weigh things. And most importantly, this surah has told us that there are people who are always standing up at night to pray to God. Are we part of them? We should try to be part of them. Allah has also told us that the Prophet should have patience. That for sure, He is one who has sent him. And before him, Moses came with book. That people that are supposed to be leaders are supposed to be very patient people. You can't be a leader and you are impatient. Somebody come to you, he is dirty. He say, "Get up, you are dirty." Do you know why he is dirty? You are having a car. Somebody just come by the side. He's trying to beg you. Say, "Can." If he has a car like you, will he come to beg you? So all these things, we have to be very careful. Anything you see, let it take your attention back to God. And know that ultimately, Allah is the one that will have victory over everything. So may Allah make us to be blessed with this surah, that the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is always reciting before he goes to sleep, and recites every Friday morning in his salah. And when he recites it, he prostrates. Any surah that he sees together in it, it means that what is in it is so important that immediately you come to the place, you should just prostrate your face on the ground. May Allah make us to imbibe this culture of this surah and to be able to understand it very well. From here, we are going to the next surah, Surah Ahzab, which is a surah that is a very heavy surah. Very heavy. Every son of Adam, when you look at this surah, you should know the weight of what Allah has put on you. And also the reward that is much more than the weight He has put on you. May Allah make us to open the chapter well and understand it well.
Stand. We'll just take one question.
Okay.
This person said he wants to know if somebody made a mistake by reciting surah in addition to Surah Al-Fatih in the third or fourth rakah of Salat al-Zuhr or Asr, what is supposed to do?
Anytime you pray any of the salats, if there is an addition that you have made, you do Salat al-Fatih. If there is an omission, you do Sajdatul Qabli in Malikiyah. You mistakenly rise in the third rakah, you said a full surah, you have added to the salah. Immediately you finish your prayer, this is an addition. So you do Sajdatul Ba'adi. After you finish your prayer, you go back, you prostrate two times again. But before you go back, you say Allahu Akbar. Then you make intention that you are making sajda of correction. You make prostration two times, you come back, you make tahiyya, and you make salama again. But if it is that you omitted it, then before salama, because it is not farila, so your salah is not spoiled, you're not going to bring it back, then you go, you make sujada before you make salama, and make another tahiyya, then make salama once. May Allah guide us. May Allah strengthen our faith. May Allah forgive us our sins. May Allah forgive our parents their sins. May Allah bring peace to our country. May Allah make us to understand this religion. May Allah strengthen Islam and Muslims. May Allah strengthen all those assisting Islam correctly and Muslims. All those that are trying to bring conviction to Islam, may Allah weaken them. May Allah strengthen those that are preaching the genuine Islam. May Allah make us to be able to educate our children. May Allah make us to be able to assist the whole community, the whole world. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala lead our leaders aright. May Allah lead our leaders aright. What we are going to eat, what we are going to wear, what we are going to ride, the house we are going to live in, may Allah provide them for us. May Allah bring peace to our own houses. May Allah assist us with His own wealth. May Allah give us our dignity. May Allah reward our sheikhs for us. May Allah reward the sahabas for us. May Allah reward Rasulullah for us. Mujahid Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. May Allah make us to end our life in this world with Islam. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد الفاتح لما أوحي الخاتم لما سبق وناصر الحق الحق الهادي إلى صراطك المستقيم وعلى آله حق قدره مقدار العظيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.
خليل الله يملك تمام.